You're all highly excited,
yes,
aren't you? Because Christmas is coming, and why wouldn't you be? I'm just going to say a little prayer, and then we will launch off. So, Heavenly Father, Lord, we just want to thank you for this amazing time of year when we just remember the gift of Christ to the world. And all of that means, and we just see it everywhere. We just see the signs and the symbols. We even see it in the shops. We see it hanging over our streets, Lord. And we see it in everyday things, Lord. Just a reminder of that first Christmas in Bethlehem all those years ago. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, right. I'm going to start with a question, really. What is the worst or maybe the best present you've ever had? I just want to get a bit of a sort of straw poll. What was the worst present? Let's start with worst. Anyone want to reveal what the worst... Michael, what was the worst present?
A yellow vest.
A yellow vest. There you go. You look like one of the 118 men, wouldn't you, in your yellow vest? Yes. A yellow vest. Steve. Three bottles of aftershave when you've got a beard. That's a good one, Babs. Recycling.
We put a little dot of nail varnish on the bottom of the cheap perfume.
And see how far. So there you go. A present that keeps being recycled and passed to different members of the family, different years. Can you believe I did that to my mother once with one of her own presents? I was not in her good books. In fact, I think Cheryl said, give that to your mum for Christmas. And it was a present she'd given us the previous year. So that was really embarrassing. It was like, explain your way out of that. There you go. Any others? Yes, Margaret. A wooden owl coat peg. Well, that's really handy. That's the best one, is it, or the worst one? Oh, worst, is it? Well, sounds good. Michael. Sorry?
Freezer bags.
Really handy and practical. You can put anything in freezer bags.
Sorry.
Is that this year's present for him? Well done. No, that's good. And I bet they're from Poundland as well. There you go. Well done. Joe.
A wet album.
What's wrong with that? That's brilliant. For those of you around in the 80s, that's fantastic. Wet, goodness. Yes, I want it. If you don't want it, I'll have it. Any others? Yes, Maria.
A broken food mixer.
A broken food mixer for those of you that are on a diet. Fantastic. Broken food mixer. Did you send it back to the giver? That wasn't from Mark, was it? Was it? Oh, goodness, there you go. He never dare show his face here again. Any others? Yes, Kate.
A hose reel.
A what, sorry?
A hose reel.
A hose reel. What, is that from Paul? That's a really good, well done, Paul. Because he knows he's going to get it back. So why not? Why waste the money? Guys, but...
The best present I got was a Furby.
Oh, what, Furby? That was the best one, the Furby, because they talk and stuff, don't they? What's the worst one you had, do you know? Careful now, because your mum and dad are here. Careful.
The worst one I got was...
Someone who's not here, say what it was. Think about it, tell us later. Guys, James Callum.
My worst present was clothes, and my best present was Jesus.
Well, look at that. There you go. There's a vicar in the making over there. Worst present clothes, best present Jesus. How about that? Yes, go on.
My worst present was, I got
tickets
from Santa last year and they've already broken.
You've broken them?
No,
well, maybe get another pair this year of slippers. Maybe. Who knows? They're really useful slippers. Go on then, Bert.
It was when I got, I think I got a jumper with Jukes name in.
A jumper with Jukes name. That's recycling, Vicky. No, don't deny it. He has told us now, that's it. Oh, you just gave him a really small jumper. And don't tell me, was it your school uniform jumper as well?
Yes.
Yes, there you go. Here's your school uniform, happy Christmas. Wonderful. Exactly, there you go. Vicky, what's going on in your house? I really don't know. Anyway, sorry, yes, one more. Yes, best present. Go on.
Yeah,
Skeletrics.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go, Skeletrics. Have you actually got one?
Yes.
Oh, there you go, that's it. That's every boy's dream, is it not? I just wanted to give you some, if you're a bit like me and a bit sort of, you know, not really ready for Christmas, a little bit behind and the rest of it, I just want to give you some last minute present ideas. I gained these off the internet, they came on my circulars and bits and pieces. So I just want to give you some ideas. So if you cannot think of what you want to buy someone, have a look at some of these. There you go. Look at that. Urbane Man Beard Oil. Mark, for you, sir. Have you got it already? He's got it. Look at that beard. It's magnificent. He's like something out of the 300, isn't he? Look at it. There you go. And you can have a beard like that. A sort of gingery beard. So $6.99. That's how much it costs, Mark. Just in case you're wondering. On that theme, though, you can have some beard balm. How about that? I don't know. It's just a beardy thing. Our beards are in at the moment. So anyway. But that is topped by this one. Beard Christmas decorations. Mark, come on. Come on, that has got to be. I mean, you could have worn them today. If you'd had them early, you could have worn them today. Anyway, this is one for my wife. Whatever, I'm late anyway, watch. And all the numbers have fall down into the corner. Yes, so that's fine. So that's, anyway, you might like this one. It's the Crazy Cat Lady action figure. How about that? Where's Sylvia? She's gone. Oh, she's there. Hello. I just wondered where you were, that was all. So, anyway, if you want to dress up your toilet, have a look at that. You can get the covers to go, look at that, that's brilliant, isn't it? You've got a top and a thing to catch all the wee and stuff. And brilliant. Now, this is good. And I could have done with this last night because we were making our gingerbread house and we needed some egg whites. And this is an egg white separator. Look at that. So you put the egg in and the white comes out. Every kitchen should have one. Does it remind you of anyone? So there you go. Look at that. Wonderful. Anyway, it doesn't finish there. It gets better. So anyway, if none of those presents are suitable that you...
Leave that in the corner of all the rest of the slides.
Yeah. What about this? Every pet owner, every dog owner should have one of these. A dog wig. A dog wig. Donald Trump, yeah. A dog wig. It's not even the right colour, is it? Well, it sort of is. It sort of matches underneath, but a dog wig. But if you don't like that one, try that one. A Rastafarian dog wig. That's amazing. Or what about... There you are. No, that's cute, isn't it? That's lovely. Sylvia. I'll give you... Sylvia, they're $6.59 on Amazon. Yeah, the wig, each. No, no, you won't get the whole dog. Just the wig. Anyway, for those of you with a sweet tooth, what about a sweet tree? You can choose your favourite sweet, so put it on this giant tree and you can just eat it all the way through Christmas. Or a sleeping bag for your kids. They can be traumatised for the rest of their life. They'll never go in the sea again. How about that, guys? Fancy one of those? Yeah, where's Mum? Where's Mum and Dad? Where are they?
They're not here.
So, yes, traumatise your kids by letting them think they're being... Now, this is interesting. This is a game. It's the mouthpiece challenge. I've never played it, but it works something like this. You put a plastic mouthpiece in, which you can see there, and then you have to say something, and then someone has to interpret what you're saying. Now, it raises a few questions for me, this particular game. First, it's dental hygiene. You know, what about the dental hygiene on that? You know, especially if you take it out and then pass it to the next person and now it's your go. But the other thing is you can have a teeth inspection thing going on as a playing, can't you? So it's not for the light-hearted, is it? Anyway, half a pint glass. How about that? No longer, if you go to the pub, will you have to feel a bit wimpy if you have a half a pint in you. Because you can have a full-size thing, it's just thinner. So that's a great idea. Anyway, if you're interested in that, you can have two glasses for $17.99. Wonderful. And finally, old age accessories, emergency plastic pants. And it says, not for everyday wear. It's unisex, waterproof and non-stick. So you never know when you'll need... So anyway, in your handbag. I can send you the link. Well, interesting. Funny you should say that. Because on Amazon they're new for $3.47, but there was one used for $1.99. How about that? What can you do with that? Anyway, yeah. I don't know what used means in this context. I really don't know. I don't understand. But anyway, there you go. So, again, a nice cheap present. If you've got friends and you think, I don't know what to buy them. This is the answer, isn't it? You heard it here first. Anyway, moving on. Yes. That was Amazon. Yeah, Amazon. Go on Amazon, put in plastic pants, you get all sorts of interesting things. It's what, sorry?
Are they all Amazon?
Most of them are, yeah. Yeah, but if you want the others, I can tell you, but I think vast majority are Amazon, yeah. I'm not doing a sales pitch here. I'm not trying to flog some stuff on behalf of Amazon and get some... Yes?
Are you just trying to get them so you can have them?
I'd keep some in the car, to be honest, for if in case the car broke down at any stage. Anyway, let's get back to Christmas for a moment. Let's move away from that. I've got a little video to show you. This video is about essentially the meaning of Christmas. Hopefully it works. Hopefully it's got sound and everything. And let's see what you think of this. Unrehearsed, yes it is. How do I activate it? Thanks for that, yeah. How do I activate when it's on here? That's interesting. I'll probably have to come out of PowerPoint and then back in, I think, to do this. Yeah. It's not having it. Maybe if I go in a different window. Hang on a minute. Stand by. Just bear with me. Right, okay, it's on there. How do I get on from there to there? See, it works in that view, it works, but it doesn't work in the presenter view.
Have you got the video on
the... Yeah, I've got it on the thing as well.
Is it on the desktop?
Yeah. It's in a file called Videos. Where is it? Go into here. Videos, where is it? All my files. Be with you in a minute. We're nearly there. Alright, we'll show this one. Go up a bit more. Up a little bit more. Do that way. Yes, it should be a folder called Videos. There you go. Is that right? No, maybe not.
I've got it on.
Okay. So while we're sorting that one out, I've got another question to ask you. So Christmas, we get very busy doing all the stuff that we do around Christmas. But can you tell me, why do we celebrate Christmas? Can I ask the youngsters? Why do we celebrate Christmas? Go for it. Jesus' birthday. Why did we need Jesus? Does anyone know?
What?
Why did we need Jesus? Why did he have to come? Bert, go.
He can save our lives, because if we didn't have him, we wouldn't be able to love and share.
Okay, so it's about loving, it's about sharing, it's about saving our lives. Any others? What else does Jesus do for us? He heals us. Good answer. That is one of my points.
He cares for us
as well. Why did we need Jesus?
He gives us
eternal life in heaven. So Jesus came. Was that song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing? Oh, have we got video? Danny's doing some wizardry around the computers. That song, Hark the Herald Angels Sing, happens to be one of my favourite songs. And... it was penned by Charles Wesley, if you remember that, you know, John and Charles Wesley back in the revival of the 18th century. And Charles Wesley was a prolific hymn writer. But in that one Christmas song is an amazing amount of theology. I have to say that as a pretend vicar. It's an amazing amount of theology. And because what he does is encapsulates everything about Christmas. If we can't get the video to work, it's all right. Yeah, go on, go for it. Go. Oh, sorry about that. I'll show you. You can have a viewing later. How about that? So there you go. Christmas in a Nutshell, that film is called, and encapsulates sort of everything about Christmas. Now, Jesus came not just to be a little baby as a gift from God, but he came with a mission. And that mission actually was to die, and to die for us. So why was Jesus born? We've heard some of the answers to that, and I want to base it on Hark the Herald Angels Sing, this fantastic hymn of Charles Wesley that contains all that wonderful theology. Light and life to all he brings is one of the lines in that particular hymn. He brings light and life. John 1 says this: in him was life, and the light, and that life was the light of men. So he brings light into dark places. He brings light into our lives. And he brings light into a broken world in order to heal us. Another line in that particular Christmas carol was, risen with healing in his wings. And Babs had mentioned that healing, that he comes to heal us. In John 10:10 it says, I have come that you may have abundant life. That was his mission, was to bring us abundant life. We pray for healing for people all the time in Junction. And so very often people do get healed. And Michael, your arm, you didn't even need it operated on because we'd prayed for him and it got healed. And we've had many stories of that over the years. And as a church, we're really just trying to move in that healing and that those prayers of faith, trying to get into these difficult situations where people are suffering for one reason or another. Mild, he lays his glory by. Again, from Philippians 3, I think it is. Sorry, Philippians 2. That he gave up everything to come down to earth. Now, if I was Jesus and I was in heaven, I wouldn't bother coming down to earth if it was me, down to me. Because actually, why would you? Why would you come down to earth unless you absolutely loved the earth and the world and the people in it with absolute pure love? And that's what it was. So he gave up everything. He laid aside all that majesty, everything that he had, to come down and to humble himself as a person, and like in that picture, like a little baby in a manger to start with, without grandeur, without grand houses, without grand clothes and all the trappings of that. But mild he lays his glory by. born that man no more may die. And it doesn't mean that we will in this body live forever, but it does mean that we will live forever if we put our trust in him. Because he was born so that we would have eternal life. Again, was one of the things mentioned, that actually that we would have access to the Father in heaven one day when we pass through this life and we go to the next life. And it's a fact of life, isn't it? That is going to happen one day to us. And we have to make that decision. Do I trust in Christ or not? And it's a challenging thing. And it's a challenging thing in a very cynical world and in a cynical country that actually we're bombarded with everyone trying to advertise everything to us and we almost become very thick-skinned about everything. But the reality is that Jesus was born so that we one day would go to heaven and live with the Father in eternity. Born to raise the sons of earth and born to give them second birth. Born again is the phrase that is used, isn't it? So born to raise the sons of earth. Ladies, that includes you as well. I'd just like to include you in that. I don't want to be sexist or anything like that. But born to raise the sons of earth, to raise the people up who he has desired to come to him, who he calls to come to him, to raise those sons in actually doing mission on this planet. You know, we weren't just, if you like, born again so that we could say, hey, great, let's live life and then we'll die and then we'll go to heaven. You can do that, but actually he wants to raise us into a life of mission, showing his love to all the people around us, doing his work, trying to bring his light into that broken world that we see around us. And goodness me, do we see it around us all the time. You only have to listen to the news to listen to what's going on in places like Syria, to see actually the cruelty of man to man, if you like, the cruelty that we inflict on each other. But we are raised, and we're raised to have a second birth. We're born once, naturally, and then we can be born second time spiritually, because that's what he's called. And that was Christmas all about. And the truth is, the advertisers and Amazon and everyone else wants us to spend money because they've turned it into this great big venture. And all this money, the shops rely on this money just to keep going for the next few months. But the reality is, the greatest gift that we've ever received was this opportunity to be trusting in Christ and to be in heaven one day forever, because he loves us. Simple as that. If it was me and someone said to me, go down to earth and I want you to die for the people on earth so that they can have access to the Father, I would say there's no way that I'd want to do that, because I'd be thinking of my suffering. I'd be selfish about that. But Christ's purest love, that pure love that just shines through everything, is just unconditional love. No strings attached. And he's saying, my children, I want you. And I think this Christmas, as we go through this Christmas, and it's busy and it's going to get even busier as this next week passes, and then we'll be thinking about New Year's Eve and the rest of it. As we approach 2017, as we start going into that realm, we're going to be met with challenges. Every single one of us here in this room is going to have challenges of 2017. We can try and deal with them on our own, in our own strength, or we can turn to God to help us. Globally, there's challenges. Financially, the situation in the world is very dodgy. I think that will play out next year, and that will probably affect all of us to a greater or lesser degree. And I think the reality is that we've got to trust God in that and just say, Lord, we are in despair of what's going on, but actually our trust is in Christ, who will lead us through any circumstances and any difficulties that we may go through. And I think with 2017, again, when we're finished with the busyness of the season, maybe each one of us thinks to ourselves, okay, what will I want to do different now? In what way do I want to be different in 2017 than I was in 2016? What more do I want to give God? What do I want to make right with him? What do I want to give up for him, because he gave up everything for me? What stuff's going on in my life that shouldn't be going on in my life? It doesn't make me feel very happy. It's not good. It's not godly. And then to approach those things and just say, do you know what? I don't want next year to be like last year. I want to actually go on in my journey of faith. So whether you have faith or not, my prayer is that we'll all grow closer to God, whatever, in 2017. So you can still have your diet thing going on in New Year's if you want. You can still do your New Year's resolution, have your diet. But actually, this is a good opportunity now to think, as we go into the challenges of 2017, how much are we going to trust Christ? How much are we going to really reach out to him? And it's not about doing more stuff. It's not about doing more Christian stuff. It's not about, well, I'll, you know, come to Junction earlier, or I'll come longer, or I'll help put out the chairs, or what. I mean, all that's good and we need it. But actually, it's about what's going on in your heart, and is your heart connected with Christ's heart and what he would want for you. And I think I'm going to leave it there. So it's just a thought for you to take away with you. That was quick, wasn't it? That was fairly painless for you, so that's all right.